Explore the tropics at Whole Foods Market through April 16th. Save on juicy finds like yellow mangoes at 5 for $5 with Prime. Sweet Dacopan citrus is back, just $3.49 per pound with Prime. Plus, save on seasonal favorites like dragon fruit, kiwi, pineapple, and more. In the meat department, pick up animal welfare certified meats with tropical-inspired marinades. And be sure to try the spicy Hawaiian pizza, back for a limited time. Only at Whole Foods Market.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studio.
We'll do it live.
And we want to wish everyone out there a happy 4th of July. Hopefully you are enjoying barbecue and hamburgers and hot dogs and, for Alex, salad, spinach, kale.
Seaweed.
Yes, all that stuff. Now let's get back to the good stuff. French fries, potato chips, potato salad, soda pop, all of that stuff. I just hope you're having a great 4th. Now I, for one, have been working my tail off. I was on today, first things first, bright and early, 7:30 Eastern time, 4:30 Pacific. But you know, I put in that work, folks. I apparently upset some folks up in Toronto, Canada, because I said I didn't think KD would want to go there. And I said, historically, they've had trouble keeping African-American superstars. And they have. Tracy McGrady, Vince Carter, Chris Bosh, Kawhi Leonard, all bolted. You kept DeMar DeRozan. and Kyle Lowry. They're not superstars, though. Good players, though. But they're upset. Look, Toronto's a great city. I love visiting it. I'm going to keep it live. I wouldn't want to live there. All right? I'm just letting y'all know. So if that upsets you, sorry, but the truth is the truth. But anyway, it is a great city. Hey, if you get KD, I'm not going to be mad at you. Think you'd be a great team. But if I'm the Nets, you better be sending back Scottie Barnes. You better be sending back Scottie Barnes. All right, that's another topic for another day, though. Rob Parker, you're probably wondering, where in the world is Rob Parker at? Well, he's here. He is here. He's just having trouble. You know, he's on his national tour. He's going to be traveling like the next 3 weeks or so, 2-3 weeks. And he's in New York, but having some trouble connecting. So hopefully he'll be able to join us in 30 minutes or so. But until then, I'm going to bring that heat. I'm going to bring that fire. I'm going to bring that funk as we talk about NBA free agency, trade requests, and the like. Let me welcome in the iCouple crew. We got DJ Alex Tyshirt, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan on a Magic City Monday. Alex, with Rob gone, or at least not here yet, I need you to really bring it for Magic Easy. City Monday. Like some new stuff.
Yeah, I got you, bro.
I mean, you be playing that old same old Magic City Monday song. I want some new fun. I'm just saying. You know, I challenge you. Constructive criticism, my man.
No, it's all good. See, I even told you, too. I was like, hey, you know that Rob's not here. If you actually need somebody that can actually punch back rather than Vanilla Husky and Wrongster, I got you, bro.
Oh, shots fired. I hope Vanilla Child ain't listening.
Hi, Husky, Vanilla.
Whatever it is. We got Ryan Bershinger producing. Now, Rob G, of course, is off with his family.
Company man.
And on the updates, our man, Steve DeSega.
Hey,
all right,
Steve.
Let me get into the topic du jour. And over the weekend, now we know Kevin Durant, several days ago, made his trade request of the Nets. He gave a wish list, Phoenix and Miami. It's a short wish list. It might be a little deeper, but all we know is Phoenix and Miami. He better expand it as far as I'm concerned if I'm the Nets. But anyway, Mark Spears, one of my good friends, longtime NBA reporter, does a great job, great brother, works for ESPN now, the Anscape, formerly the Undefeated. He reported over the weekend that the Warriors are interested in a reunion. Now, he didn't say it's happening. He didn't say they're going to break the bank to make it happen. He just said they're interested. That could mean they really want to get it done, or it could mean they're just doing their due diligence and place a call to the Nets and say, hey, what would it take to get KD? But beyond that, Marcus Thompson, another good friend, good brother, does a terrific job covering the Warriors and all sports for the Athletic, mainly the NBA. He had a story today saying, yeah, a trade is unlikely to bring KD to the Warriors. But he did say that the superstars, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, have been in touch with KD. Now, what y'all talking about? I mean, I get it, your friends, you spent 3 years together, but I know these NBA relationships. You might be friends while you played, and you're still friends. But a lot of brothers don't keep in touch like that. One player told me he was boys. He was a star. They had two stars on the team. He was boys with the other star. Always at each other's place playing video games, hanging out, kicking it. When he got traded, never heard from the other star until they played each other and they saw each other on the court again. So what are y'all talking about? Huh? And it, you know, I don't know what's going to happen with KD. I think that the Warriors, and I'm just going to throw a little something out there. Draymond Green, was he dropping a hint? I mean, it was just a week or so ago that he went on his podcast and gave us a heaping helping of revisionist history. Oh, the media, the outside, they didn't respect what KD did for us. But we, in the inside, we knew. And I do know that they knew he was their best player. I do know that Steph and Klay and Draymond and all the rest of them loved what KD brought to him, that he was a great player. But don't act like the outside world didn't either. The outside world is the media is the ones that voted him finals MVP twice. The media was the one saying he might be the best player in the world now. Nobody was saying that in OKC. And it was the Warriors. It was Draymond Green who was on the court getting into it with KD on the sideline saying, leave! We don't need you! Leave! We don't need you! We wanted it before you got here! It was Bob Myers teasing KD at the parade. He's not, you know, he wasn't here from the beginning. So don't that revisionist history won't fly, Draymond. And then he says, we wouldn't have won another championship without KD. What? You just won one. What are you talking about? Oh, you wouldn't have beat LeBron without KD. Okay, whatever. You would have beat him that year if you hadn't been suspended, Draymond. But why was, and then, let me get to this before I get to the kicker. Then Draymond says, we're going to win three of the next four championships. Now, look, I like what the Warriors have. Steph is as good as ever, if not better. Klay, I expect to be better next year, you know, really having time to get back from that injury. Andrew Wiggins, certainly I expect to be better. Jordan Poole, I expect to be better. Kuminga, all the young boys, Moses Moody, Kevon Looney, I expect him to be better too. Like, they will be better. But three of the next four rings? Three of the next four championships? The last time they did that, they had Kevin Durant. So I'm just thinking out loud, folks. I'm just wondering, was Draymond throwing out all this revisionist history? Was Draymond giving all these props to KD? Was Draymond making all of these incredible predictions because he's been rapping with KD? I mean, it's reported that they've been talking. So I don't know. But here's what I'm going to throw at you. Should Golden State even want KD back? Should they even want KD back? I mean, they won it with, they're the best team in the NBA without him. They got a bunch of young players. I mentioned some of them. Jonathan Kuminga, James Wiseman, Moses Moody, Jordan Poole is nice. A bunch of young players. I mean, they're set up to be good for a long, long time and still could win championships even without KD. It's going to be tougher next year. I mean, they got a few injured teams. Ja Morant missed half of that series in the second round against Memphis. Denver was banged up, right? No Jamal Murray, no Michael Porter Jr. in the first round. So Tim Hardaway Jr. even missing for the Mavericks. Wouldn't have mattered, but still. So it's going to be tougher for Golden State to win it. So here's the question. Should they even want KD? Now, I know all you Steph fans out there, and y'all know I rock with Steph myself. You're saying, no, 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 no. We want Steph to keep winning without KD. Prove he's better than KD. Prove he can keep winning without KD. We want more finals MVPs for Steph. That's fair. I mean, I kind of feel the same way. But if I'm the Warriors, let's just keep it real. Would Kevin Durant make you better? Yes. You're great without him, and you were great without him, but he made you better. He made you better. Would you win the championship? Almost for certain if you stay healthy with Kevin Durant? Yeah. And what is the purpose of the business? What is the goal? It's not to just be good, especially when you already got four rings in the last 6 years. It's to keep winning, to win. And I got to be honest, as much as we talk about, is Steph top 10? Is he the best point guard ever? I don't think Steph is staying up at night worrying about that. He knows his legacy is set. He's a Hall of Famer. He's top 75. He's top. I got him second best point guard. He's certainly top three, top four, top five. Some people, I got him in my top 10 all time. Some others do. Even if you don't, I mean, it's not official. There's no official top 10. We just bumping gums. We just yapping. We just throwing out stuff we can talk about. There's no official top 10. So does Steph really care about that? Heck no. There's no official list of the best point guards. I mean, some might think he's better than Magic already. So Steph shouldn't stay up at night worrying about all that. The tangible stuff, rings, Hall of Fame, that's what he should be worried about. And he's already setting that stuff. So if he wants more rings, he's proven he can do it without KD. So why? Look, I got to be honest. Why not bring KD back? He'll be humbled. He'll just be happy to be back. Now, he's going to take a lot of flack. Yeah, we'll get to whether or not he should want to go back later. But I got to be honest. If I'm the Warrior, I'm not trying to give up a ton. I would give up Jordan Poole, sign Jordan Poole, so the contracts work, trade Jordan Poole. I'd hate to give up Kuminga, but you got to give up a few of those young boys. I would want to keep Andrew Wiggins. That's the name that's been out there. I would want to keep Andrew Wiggins because I want his defense. So bottom line is this. I may not want to see it. I like to see Steph continue to chase history and chase rings without KD. I'd like to see KD somewhere. Heck, he should stay in Brooklyn. But I'd like to see KD somewhere. Can he win it on his own? Lead a team, his own team, to a championship. That's interesting to me. But if I'm the Warriors, if I'm the Golden State Warriors and I want to rack up 5, 6, 7 rings, then I want to bring KD back. Simple as that. Yes, I would want to bring him back if I'm Golden State. Your turn to weigh in, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. If you were the Golden State Warriors, or let me put it this way, should the Golden State Warriors want Kevin Durant back in the Bay Area? Your turn to weigh in with the iCouple, Chris Broussard and Rob Barker. He'll be joining us shortly, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Vredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
All right. Look at Alex bringing some little edginess up in here. All right. I call for more and you deliver, my man. It is the 4th of July. We hope everybody's having a great holiday. We sure are having fun. Even though we're working, we're up in here having a ball and we want you to participate. So we're going to the lines. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369 if you want to weigh in. Let's start on the question of should Golden State even want Kevin Durant back after they just won a championship? Let's start with Carl in Mobile, Alabama. Carl, welcome to the Odd Couple.
Hey, Chris, thanks for taking my call. I had to get in on this one because this is why I think they want to do it. I first of all want to say I don't think they should. I don't like having the concept of a super team, but I know why. And the reason is players like KD, LeBron, and Anthony Davis, they make winning easier. They could win a championship without them, but you saw against the Celtics and the Grizzlies. I mean, they struggled at times. It was
right,
hard.
Right, right. They're not head and shoulders above everybody.
No. So a transcendent player like KD and LeBron. LeBron guards five positions. KD puts pressure offensively on five positions. It makes it easy. You don't. So when KD was with the Warriors, it was just like, you know, a cruise down Main Street.
Well, and you know what else? It's not just adding another great player. It's adding a great player that you know will fit, right? You bring in an Anthony Davis, which I'm sure they probably would do that too, but it's going to take some time with an AD. It would take some time with a Giannis or James Harden or somebody like that. It won't take time with KD. It didn't take time when he first got there. So you know it wouldn't take time now. He's already been there for 3 years. So, yeah, I hear you. Again, would Steph Curry get more love if he won 6 rings, 4 of them without KD? Sure. But he's going to get plenty of love if he wins 6 rings and 4 with KD. He's already won 2 without him. All right, let's go to Mark in Sacramento. Mark, what's up, brother?
What's going on, Chris? How you doing today, man?
I'm good, my man. Happy holiday.
Good, same to you. Hey, Chris, real quick. I'm going to throw 2 quick players I'm going to watch next year. I can't wait to see. Darius Garland, who I really love. And me and you love Jalen Green, who I think is a video game. Can't wait to see that boy.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. He's a video game. What Houston's doing. I like what they're doing.
Yes.
Yep. They're doing it. They tore it down. They're doing well. Yep.
Yes, yes. Real quick, I don't think you should go back. I think they should stay with these young kids. Those
so
kids
you,
are
from
up.
Golden State's perspective, we'll get to KD's perspective later, but you don't even think they should do it.
No, because KD is like LeBron and James Harden and Kawhi Leonard. They're breaking down, and he's 34. I don't want to – you may get one more out of it. But, man, those kids are growing up, and they're growing up at the right time, right about the same time that Curry and Thompson are headed into the twilight part of their career. So you got the perfect mix there. And those kids are growing up in that system. And let them grow up, because I think they might can get 2 or 3 with the kids more so than getting one more with Durant, just because he's breaking down, man.
Well, that's fair. The age is fair. The body. I mean, he was injured a bit when he was younger.
Yes.
But you're right. Yes. For all the talk about Kyrie only playing 103 games out of a possible 226. Yeah, KD only played 90. And he played 35 games 2 years ago, 55 this year, I believe. So, now that is fair. That much is fair, and that's a good point. I don't know if these young boys are going to be able to win championships as the guys get older. I mean, we'll see. But I don't know if they'll become like Steph, Clay, and Draymond, where there can be the nucleus of a championship. But Steph's not going anywhere for a while. He's going to be – he's still great. Wiggins is growing up.
Yeah, Wiggins is growing up.
So,
he's the one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nah, that's a good point. All right, let us go to Curtis in Las Vegas. Curtis, you're on with Chris Broussard, The Odd Couple.
Hey, Chris, how you doing? Hey, I called you guys a couple months ago. Hey, I'm going to take my comments off the air, but there's 2 things I got to say. First of all, I love you on TV, man. I think you'll remember me. I told you there's only 2 people I listen to when it comes to inside information in regards to NBA, you and Tim Legler. I like you, too,
because when you guys speak, and I
mean this, man. I'm not getting on those soapbox, but I love how you and Tim Legler keep it real. You're not like these other guys where you know who their little favorite players are and they get emotional, like your partner Nick Wright. We know everything about him. It's all LeBron James all day long. He'll throw little digs at Michael Jordan. You guys got in a little argument on the TV show the other day because he was trying to,
It's all love with Nick. That's my man. He does a great job. But, look, we appreciate the love, man. I thank you for that. And I appreciate your support. Let's go one more time. Tim up in Minnesota. Tim. I'm sorry,
hey,
Tom.
Thanks for taking my call.
Tom in Minnesota.
Yeah,
yes.
Tom.
Welcome, Tom.
It don't matter. I answer to everything. I agree with the other guy completely. Curry cemented his place in NBA with this championship.
Right.
And he does not. KD needs him more than he needs KD. And my thinking is, if he can roll with these young kids and have that salary cap freedom and not have to give up depth and all the other stuff, I really hope I hope KD ends up in Charlotte.
You just want him to go somewhere where they're out of the mix, or you really think you like to see him with Michael Jordan or something?
Well, you know what? I want to see him out of the mix. I think he plays his cards and
right. You didn't like the trade request, so you're saying you want out? Okay, we'll show you out.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's fair because I didn't like it either. I think he should run it back with the Nets. To be honest, he, Kyrie, and Ben Simmons, I think would be have a chance to win the championship if they get their minds right. So I'm with you on that.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Mic check. Hey. Mic check. Hey.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We are live. I am live. Waiting on my man Rob Parker. Hopefully these technical difficulties will be cleared up soon. But we are still live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Our next guest is a 10-year NBA veteran, friend of the show. In fact, he joined me a couple weeks ago, filled in for Rob Parker. And now he's healed up from the wounds I put on him, and he's coming back for more. That's what I love about him. My man, Ryan Hollins. What's up, brother?
What's up? Hey, man, listen, I've never won in one of the Odd Couple shows. I'm okay with that, man. I understand. I'm the punching bag, man. I lost the vibe.
Nah, it's great to have you on, my man. All right, let me start here. This is what I talked about in the first segment, because you've seen the reports about Golden State being interested in KD. I want your opinion. Do you, if you're looking at it strictly from a Warriors perspective, do you think they should want KD back?
Of course. Chris, every 29 other teams in the league want KD. All 29 teams are interested in Kevin Durant. That wasn't breaking news. Oh, yes, you hear me again.
I'm with you. Most of our callers didn't want him back, but I'm with you. You go as to win championships. He makes it easy.
Dude, yes. You have not done your due diligence. Is if you at least didn't look at your roster, make a few calls, talk it over. It's Kevin Durant, okay? All right, so I get maybe LeBron's a little older. LeBron comes with his posse, and a lot is with it.
Right.
Will he want to play? So, yes, I think it's a good thing for the Warriors. They have to be intrigued with what it is. And hey, the reality is, you'd almost, what, give up Andrew Wiggins? You played with house money. You got him better?
My preference would be Jordan Poole. Like, give Jordan Poole the long, you know, big contract. So you could trade him for KD. Him and somebody else, another young guy, Wiseman for sure. Wiseman, Poole. I would want to keep Wiggins if I could for his defense.
I'm with you. But, Chris, we got to be realistic. If you're Brooklyn, you're like, I got to get Wiggins.
Right.
I feel like I got to get.
If I get Poole and Wiggins and, like, Kuminga or something, I'm feeling good if I'm the Nets.
Yeah, and in all reality, Kyrie Irving has been humbled. He wants to play with LeBron again. KD, I don't think KD ever had a thing with Golden State. I think he let the pressure of the people get to him in a sense that, hey, I got to go win my own championship. I got to leave no questions in you guys' mind that I got my championship and I can go get it on my own. But I think at this point, Kevin Durant just wants to win, man. And
so you think both sides should want a reunion? You think KD should want back to Golden State?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Ooh. And you saw
Draymond get crushed.
But
publicly.
At this point it wouldn't be the same. And you saw Draymond's comments. Draymond very strategically said what?
I was going to say that made me wonder, cuz you know they've been talking. The reports are that they've been talking. So that made me wonder, was Draymond up to something?
He dispelled all the rumors, at least, or just said from our side, we don't get those two championships without Kevin. Cleveland had too much for us. And that probably could have gone either way. This would have been the time to ride out that they didn't need Kevin, that he was screaming in that argument they had when they played the Clippers. But, Chris, he took this opportunity when he was on top of the mountain to say, Kevin, you're the man.
All right, so let me throw this at you, because some people are saying, man, we want competitiveness. The Warriors will be, you know, those years KD was there, it wasn't even competition. But, look, if Kyrie gets traded to the Lakers, and now they have a big three of LeBron, AD, and Kyrie, and KD were to get traded to Golden State, I got to be honest, man. First of all, that's a built-in rivalry, right? KD versus Kyrie, his boy. Kyrie versus Steph. KD versus LeBron. I mean, it would just be a rivalry for the ages. Who would you like better of those two teams?
You'd have to stick with Golden State, because Los Angeles has yet to create a culture. You know, Golden State has been able to maintain culture. When Kevin Durant got to Golden State, he just fit into a scenario that was already built. When Kawhi Leonard got to Toronto, they had culture. So I'm not saying that L.A. can't build culture, but that's something LeBron is going to have to dig back into. Something that really small that stood out the year that LeBron won a championship in L.A., remember in the summertime, they went and met in Vegas for voluntary workouts and the whole team was there and LeBron took everybody under his wing?
Yep.
That
yep.
created culture. So until I see that back in L.A., I'm going to have to give that nod to Golden State by doing the little things.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I would go with them. Zion Williamson got the huge deal. Look, I like Zion, but I think they should have made that thing really heavy on incentives based on availability and health. What are your thoughts on that deal he got?
Chris, you had to. You got to understand, since Zion Williamson was in the 11th grade in high school, he was slotted to get this deal. Like, people think this was something that evaluated over the last 2 or 3 years. Since Zion Williamson was an 11th grader in high school, he was slotted to get this bag. When you take a guy that high with that much hype and you trade Anthony Davis, you got to get a return on your investment. And
yes, I do. Meaning games played.
But it doesn't matter. You invested in him over Ja Morant. So what I'm saying is, if it's not games played, you can move him. He's still an asset. You're New
but what
Orleans.
If he? My thing is, if he gets hurt again, I mean, he's been injured. You mentioned the 11th grade. He's almost been injured since the 11th grade. I mean, you know, I'm not. I mean, periodically, yeah. He's played here and there.
Right.
But you know what I'm saying?
But here's the truth. It's similar to when, and I hated it. It was tough because this is my dog. I'm gonna bring up. When Blake Griffin signed back to the Clippers for that 5-year big deal, and before the deadline, he was moved for Tobias Harris and a couple other pieces. So you have to make that move, and Dave Griffin understands he's in New Orleans. He's not signing people out of free agency, you know, and I'm sure people have inquired. So if he can come out healthy, you show just enough, maybe it's a move that he makes to the Knicks. That's been highly rumored. So I think there's definitely an understanding that people like Zion, that there's interest there. And if he can show that he's an asset that a team would want to go after, Dave can go after and flip that into some first-round picks. So you had to make this move. And New Orleans has also showed that, Zion, whether you're healthy or not, we can play without you. You don't spoil or ruin our season if you're not on the floor.
There's some talk about them going after KD, like Brandon Ingram.
Of course.
Now, look, because KD, he made his own bed. He put out there that I want to go to Phoenix or Miami. But, heck, they might trade you to New Orleans, Chicago, Toronto's can put together a good package. Like, I mean, New Orleans, I think, would, you know, they could put together an interesting package for KD.
Well, there's two sides to what you just brought up, Chris. There's one side where Kevin Durant is going to just – his agent will get on the phone with New Orleans or whoever and say, Kevin's not going to report. He's gonna make your life a disaster if you trade for him.
Will he do that? Because I hear you. And usually when guys do that, they might have a year, maybe two left on the deal. He's got 4 years left on his deal, and he's going to be 34 in September, I believe. You know what I mean? Is he ready to, like – that's why if I'm the Nets, honestly, Ryan, I'm like, We'll see. We'll check things out. But for the time being, look, get ready for training camp. You know, I wouldn't rush through anything. I don't think he's going to throw away a season at this stage of his career.
It depends how ugly – you're right. It depends absolutely how ugly and how much of a – and I hate that this is the part of the NBA now. How much of a distraction are you willing to be? You know, we saw Jimmy Butler do it. We saw James Harden do it. And, you know, Kevin Durant doesn't mind being outspoken in the media, but does he want to fall into one? We saw Anthony Davis do it, as we brought up New Orleans earlier. You know, does Kevin Durant want to be that type of distraction in the media? Does he want to take that type of smoke?
I feel you.
That's really the question within that of how quickly he can be moved. Because you're right, Chris. It would be in his interest or in the Nets' interest to hold on to him for the right deal.
Yeah. For sure. All right, that's my man Ryan Hollins. Great stuff, brother. Happy 4th. Did you barbecue today? You on that grill?
I did not. I'm not a griller, Chris, but I'm a partaker. So you know,
you an eater.
Yeah.
All right, brother. Have a great day, man. Thank you.
All right.
Changes coming to MLB. I think good changes. We'll get into that next. iCouple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker. He's on the way. Trust me, he's on the way. Keep it locked.
I ain't paying for that.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's The Odd Couple. Chris Broussard riding solo for now. Rob Parker having some technical difficulties, so he'll join me when he can. But let's go to baseball. We've been talking a lot of NBA. I'm going to bring in my man Steve DeSager for this. And Steve, we talked a bit, Rob and I, last week about how they're now Rob's joining us. Rob Parker?
Now, I got a question, Chris. First off, what was going to happen first? Rob rejoins the show or his pick segment actually gets sponsored?
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
That's a great one. That's a great one. Rob rejoins the show. He going to join the show next 2 months from now, and he still would have won that bet. So you're on, Rob Parker. You all good?
I am good. Good evening. I hope you guys are fine. Mr. DeSager, thanks. Stick around as we talk about this baseball. Mm-hmm. Chris, let's have a three-man conversation.
So what I was saying, we talked about the robot umps last week, and this happened a couple months ago, but it was announced that, you know, they're going to ban the defensive shifts next season. The robot umps may come into play the following year, 2024. I like the ban on the shifts. I think it'll be, you can't have more than two guys on the one side of second base. I think it'll bring back a lot more manufacturing of runs, base hits, putting the ball in play, get rid of this home run or strikeout, kind of approach. And so I like it. What do you guys think about it?
I'm with you. I think the shift going back would be very, very important. And I don't mind if you move your first, say, on the right side of the field, you move your first baseman and second baseman. You can do that. But you can't bring another fielder over or two fielders over to cover short right field. And I think also, Steve, you got to stay on the dirt. Yeah. I don't think you're able to move. Am I right?
Yeah, that's sometimes the third baseman, by the way, playing short right field. I haven't minded the shift. I've minded the hitters not attacking the complete empty space at, say, third base, why you can't hit the
Absolutely.
Other way as a professional.
Yeah. No, but the only problem is that's not the game I want to see. I don't want to see dribblers the other way. I'd rather guys be able to move. If you want to move your second baseman and first baseman over or your shortstop and third base, that's fine. I'm not saying they have to be stationary, but four guys on the right side to a left-handed batter, I don't want to see my cleanup hitter dribble a ball down third base. That's not baseball. That's not what I want to see. I want this guy to swing the bat and not just bunt to third base because
there's
four
no bunting.
Men on the right side.
Bunting's not happening, but I see it going the other way. I didn't like it when the NBA had Jordan on one side of the court and the rest of the players on the other side of the court. So the NBA did something about it. The owners want to do something about this in baseball because they consider it a less entertaining game with these shifts. So,
and I think they're right. Yeah. Do you disagree?
No, I understand that. Yeah. I don't mind. I want things to move. I want more action, more balls in play. Right. Rob mentioned bunting. I wish there was more of that. We're finally getting a little more in stolen bases now.
No, we are. Finally, we have seen guys now steal bases, which had almost stopped. And when you think about the great base runners in baseball, Ricky Henderson, the Hall of Famer, and Lou Brock, and you remember Vince Coleman. I could go on and on. These guys used to steal bases and set up runs and make a pitcher worry about them at first and then make a bad pitch to the hitter. You know, it was a big deal.
Right. And it's just a lot more exciting. That speed element of the game shouldn't be lost. And so I agree with you guys. I think this is a great development. Like I said, it's not new. It was a couple months ago. But I think this will be good for the game. And, I think, again, we've heard batting average doesn't matter. This brings all that back, which I like.
By the way, they're still going to have some infielder up the middle if a hitter normally hits up the middle.
And that's fine. We're just saying, keep two guys on each side of second base.
Right. I can accept that if a guy's playing up the middle, But like you move your second baseman up the middle, that's fine. But I can't take four guys on the right side of the field. I think that's where we went crazy for baseball.
It feels like, to me, I think that's Bush League, to be honest. Like it's some old softball or something like that. So, all right, we got 2 hours left. Rob Parker's here. Keep it locked.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon. And on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Brought to you by Microsoft Surface, powering a better game.